So good morning. Since my topic is soil quality assessment using long-term conservation reserve program, before I start, how many of us here we are familiar with CRP land? Oh, so two. They are not. Anyway, so I want to little bit go through the, what is CRP actually all about. CRP land is a in U.S. is a public-private partnership. It's a very largest program in the conservation initiatives, and it started in 1985 under some of the, I think that time, the Farm Bill, and it's almost 10 million hectares all over the United States. So almost 30 years, the policies you cannot harvest. By now, maybe they have changed, you can harvest. So that is, I can tell you about a little bit the CRP land. And its objective is to improve air and water quality, reduce erosion, enhance wildlife habitat, and improve carbon sequestration overall. My hypothesis was for this particular assessment was soil quality as a set of parameters will improve with a harvesting of above ground biomass from 9 to 2014. Why is it not working? The overall, my experimental design was basically CRBD, but we had some restriction in the block randomization because and some of the treatment because of the equipment. It was so big that it couldn't move around, so we had to stick to the little bit restricted in the randomization of some of the treatment. And the nitrogen rate, we applied it for five levels, 0, 10, 20, 40, and 80 kg per hectare. And the management was ABC in this case. And A stand for, you have to remember all the time throughout the talk, this one. So A stand for only one harvest in the winter, which is dry harvest, you can say. B stand for a spring harvest, and then wait until the winter harvest again for the dry condition during winter. And then all together for above ground biomass, we had 60 experimental units. But for if you consider the soil, it has a three depth, which is 1 meter sampling. So 20, 30, and 50. So in that case, it was 180 experimental units. And sampling depth I explained already, so, and the analysis I use in this case is two different models to accommodate the restriction on the blocks. In this case, soil quality assessment that I use is a very simple algorithm that I use. And here X stands for individual soil property, and X max is the maximum reading for that property, and the N stands for total number of properties. This is the algorithm I use for soil quality index, computing soil quality index. So before we go to soil quality, I want to share this information to you, like the carbon sequestration has a major role, but in this case, carbon sequestration, if you can see, from 2009 to 2014, it's like 2009 and 2014, so harvesting had impact, and it increased improved carbon sequestration from 2009 to 2014. And this experiment was started in 1999. So after 10 years, it was low. But then when we start harvesting, it improved, really. And I'm also trying to see here is the why it improved. Because of this, you can see, we
we had microbial biomass and basal respiration, and we developed a QR, which is nothing but like a BMI in the case of human being, body mass index. So you can see that who is overweight, who is underweight. In this case, same thing. So if you look at the 2009, the QR, which is BR by MBC, is higher. But in 2014, it's lowered. So the loss was getting lower. And it's a very interesting thing that when you harvest, the loss is lower. And that's the reason you can see and correlate that carbon sequestration is higher. These two graphs, they are opposite.
We assess five parameters in this case. I'm trying to just see here the correlation. The first one has a very high correlation, which is organic matter, basically active carbon set parameter, that one. And it explains I think 1% of variability. But in the case of particulate organic matter, it's not that much. Likewise, in case of basal respiration, it is like almost more than 50%. In case of microbial biomass, it's the same, almost. But in the case of urease enzyme activities, it's almost 34%. So in this case, if you look at the active carbon is separately, how they correlate with the overall soil quality index, all the management, they improve with the active carbon, but you cannot find any difference between all those three ABC harvesting management compared to the baseline. Same thing, overall soil quality index, you can see it's base year. If you compare with the base year, then it is the harvesting in this case has impact, and it's significantly increased or improved the soil quality index, but those two management, they didn't have any impact. So by year, if you look at the year alone, then 2009 and versus 2014, the soil quality index that we compute, it is based on 0 to 1 scale. So you can see the scale in 2014 is much significantly improved its soil quality index. So the overall, the conclusion in this case we can draw is soil quality between those 2 years, after 10 years, not unharvested, but after 2009, so 6 years we monitor and we did the sampling, and it was continuous harvest. So harvesting has impact, and harvesting of above-ground biomass as bioenergy feedstock in CRP land improves soil quality. And it's improved the soil quality because of increased carbon sequestration. So this is all my presentation, and it's open for questions. And that are the background, you can see the picture. It's one side is green harvesting, how you did the green harvesting. And the right side is the dry harvesting when you do at the end of the winter season. Thanks.
Two questions. Could you talk about how long has the site been in CRP management? And then secondly, what is the soil type that this particular study took place on?
It's Omalga series soil type, and the experiment started in 1999 until 2009, which is 10 years, and that's the contractual agreement with CRP, one times enrollment. So we waited for 10 years, and then we laid out this experiment.
The soil quality index that you used in the study, soil types, or your equation, you go back to that slide, it's the summation of x and over x max. Yeah. So x max, how do you determine the maximum?
In that particular case, like if let us talk about the suppose active carbon set parameter we are taking, so you can look at the in that particular category of the parameter, what is your maximum like a reading, that is x max.
So achievable, right?
Yes, you have all, yeah, achievable, yeah.
So that value changed.
That may be, that's obvious, because the data you have and analysis you have is for particular soil type and particular condition. But if you do something else, then maybe you will have different soil max. That is something, the reading itself, what is your minimum and what is your maximum? So we are taking, in this case, maximum of that particular parameter, and you divide with all whatever.
Right. So I understand.
Yeah.
There is a maximum for the soil property.
Yep.
But I'm also thinking about the maximum across, within a property, across different soil types. So,
that is okay, so that depends on when you analyze your sample, you will get that at least two reading, but there will be a lot of reading, but one reading you will get the maximum. Or maybe I think one is one reading, and then you divide by that number with all whatever is maximum or some other number. So you will get at least the number should be less than one, more than zero.
It's all related to that data set.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's right. It's just that data set, but this can be applied to anywhere,
okay.
any condition, any soil type, anywhere.
My question was, it's not appropriate to compare different studies. So if you have a historic quality index in Ohio, it's not appropriate to compare for a study in Iowa.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I agree with that. Soil I forgot to mention initially, soil quality index can be defined in varieties of ways and a variety of situation. But in this particular situation, but I'm just talking about this algorithm you can use anywhere. You can change your parameter any type, not a problem. But yes, you are right. This particular soil quality index cannot be applied everywhere. It will be different. Sure. Thank you. Yeah.
Well, excellent. Thank you. I think we're getting close to the next speaker's time.
Okay,
thank you very much.
Thanks.